God chose freely to love you and bestow His grace upon you. Your response is to love Him in return, and your love for God is demonstrated by obedience. Learn more in this important lesson.
Well, as we begin our wisdom journey in Deuteronomy chapters 9 through 11, I want to tell you a story I heard about a substitute school teacher years ago in West Virginia. He was assigned to a rather unruly class for a number of days, and finally, on one of those days, the boys had crossed the line too many times, and out came that wooden paddle. Well, the class held their breath as the teacher led this boy, this leader, out into the hallway, but for whatever reason, the teacher decided to teach this boy a lesson in an unusual way. He knelt down beside this youngster and said, "Listen, I'm not going to spank you. I'm going to whack myself on the leg. And when I do, I want you to holler out as loud as you can." Well, the teacher limped back into the classroom and ended up winning a great deal of respect from his students. And that boy who deserved the paddling learned that grace was truly undeserved. Well, that happens to be one of the two great lessons Moses is going to teach Israel now as they prepare to enter the Promised Land. The first one is this: the grace of God is an undeserved gift. Deuteronomy chapter 9 opens with Moses speaking here in verse 1. "Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today. Know therefore today that he who goes over before you as a consuming fire is the Lord your God. He will destroy the nations and subdue them before you." Now, what Moses says next makes me think there's a growing assumption in the camp that the people are somehow deserving of the Lord's blessing. So Moses says here in verse 4, "Do not say in your heart, after the Lord your God has thrust them out before you, 'It is because of my righteousness that the Lord has brought me in to possess this land.'" Again, here in verse 6, "The Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stubborn people." And he adds in verse 7, "From the day you came out of the land of Egypt, you have been rebellious against the Lord." But in these next verses, Moses reminds the people of Israel of their rebellion against the word of God, ultimately the grace of God. Here in verse 23, Moses says this: "You did not believe the Lord or obey his voice." Here in verse 24, "You've been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you." I mean, if you think Moses is giving them a verbal spanking here, you would be absolutely correct, and for very good reason. Moses goes on now in chapter 10 to remind the people that he went back up the mountain so God could rewrite the Ten Commandments on stone tablets. You remember, those original tablets had been destroyed. I love what Moses says here in verse 5. "Then I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark that I had made, and there they are, as the Lord commanded me." You know what this tells us? God didn't give up on his people. He didn't get rid of them either. And Moses wants them to relearn the lesson that the grace of God toward them was absolutely undeserved. And you know, beloved, that's true to this very day. The Apostle Paul writes to the New Testament believers in Titus chapter 3, there in verse 3, that we ourselves were once foolish, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And let me tell you, your history and mine prove over and over again that grace is not earned. It's given as a gift to those who by faith trust in Jesus Christ alone. Can I ask you, have you received the gift of his forgiveness by grace alone? Now, don't misunderstand. If you've received the grace of God, you do want to obey the Word of God. And this is the second great lesson emphasized through the rest of chapter 10 and on into chapter 11 here. And here's the lesson. A life of obedience is our gift back to God. Listen to what Moses says here in chapter 10 and verse 12. What does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord? You see, you can't make it any clearer than this. We demonstrate our love for God by obedience to him. We thank him for his gift to us by returning obedience to him. And Moses repeats this lesson a number of different ways throughout chapter 11. For instance, he says here in verse 1, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his commandments always." Moses is reminding the nation of their rescue from Egypt and God's loving care for them. Down here in verse 8, Moses is going to connect the dots by reminding them that obeying God is their response to the grace of God. "You shall therefore keep the whole commandment that I command you today." Now, how can Israel know that they're obeying the Lord? Is there any kind of warning signal or system that they're, you know, going to be taken out in the hallway for paddling? Well, yeah. Note verse 13. "If you will indeed obey my commandments to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, he will give the rain for your land in its season." Well, there you have it. The promised land will be blessed with rainfall if they are obeying the Lord. Now, what happens if they turn away from the Lord? Verse 17 gives us the answer. "The anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain." I love that. There's this early warning system from God. We're going to see this played out, by the way, as we journey through the Old Testament. When it doesn't rain, we're going to know that Israel has not been loving the Lord through obedience. God is inviting them, reminding them to repent. Now, here in verses 18 all the way through verse 25, Moses repeats the instruction from Deuteronomy chapter 6 to diligently keep all of God's commandments. Obedience is going to give them rainfall for their crops. He says here, He's going to give them victory over enemy nations. Then in verses 26 through 32, the Lord commands Israel to review and renew their covenant with him, with all its blessings for obedience and these curses for disobedience. This renewal is to take place at a designated site once they enter the land. And we're going to see this happen when we arrive over in Joshua chapter 8. Now, does any of this have bearing on the New Testament believer today? Absolutely. The New Testament makes it clear that God's grace is a gift. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. That's why it's called grace. The New Testament also teaches that our obedience to the Lord is the evidence that we truly do love him. We belong to him. We want to please him. You know, just hours before going to the cross, Jesus told his disciples in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now, we're not going to love and obey him perfectly. But while we don't obey him perfectly, that will become our priority. Beloved, that schoolteacher taught an important lesson, and Jesus has taken our punishment for us. All we can do is respond with respect, adoration, and love. So let's love him today. Let's obey him today. Well, until our next wisdom journey together, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We really believe that your journey through life will be a journey of wisdom when you allow God's Word to guide you. That's why Stephen is teaching through the entire Bible, all 66 books, in 3 years. We hope the Wisdom Journey is blessing you and that you'll be along for all of it. Our website is wisdomonline.org. Our number is 866-48-BIBLE. Reach out to us, then join us next time.